So it sounds like some really powerful concepts here. What kind of clients reach out to you? Who do you really
help? All kinds of clients that want to improve their body language. I am a strong believer that we're all salespeople. So I've been doing some development in my company that I haven't published yet to target specific clients, because up until now it has been a little bit of everything. So I did a training for Dental Bright, which is a dentistry. So he just wanted to empower his women in the company. So, you know, it's a little bit of everything. So what I've been developing for lawyers, my mentor gave me some very creative titles. For example, three ways your client is putting himself behind bars. Mm-hmm. So without knowing. So
fascinating.
I'll give you one. Okay. So, which I see you're doing. So what happens
is that good or bad, David? I don't know. You're doing
bad.
It.
I'm sure it's bad, but she's going to tell me.
Is it the forehead?
So, remember, hands are our trust indicators. Mm-hmm. So defendants are found guilty more often when they have their hands under the table.
Oh, I see. My hands up.
Yes. So if you are conscious about keeping your hands visible, even if you're not doing anything with them, above the desk, it's going to make a difference. It's going to make people trust you more.
Interesting. So it doesn't raise the specter that you could be hiding something in your hands, or, you know, you're hiding your uneasiness by clenching your fists together or what have you.
Men might put hands inside their pockets when they approach you. And that's one of the most aha moments with men. They're like, oh, yes, I always have my hands in my pockets.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I'm not going there.
Yeah. I've got I got my hands up now, and I'll stop destroying my pen under the table.
So it's interesting. You said earlier that people give, on average, about 800 nonverbal cues in a 30-minute period of time. Mm-hmm. I would imagine there's some database somewhere of nonverbal cues. How many thousands of nonverbal cues are there? And is it literally, you know, just this long list of possibilities that run the entire gamut?
Paul Ekman says that, you know, humans are capable of tens of thousands of expressions with their face, but there's seven known universal expressions. So if you ask somebody about money, did you see money in my desk? You can either see fear or surprise.
Okay, so the seven dominant ones are happy, sad, fearful, those types of typical emotions?
Yes. So I have an example in the back of my business card of the universal micro-expressions.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So can you try and guess what they are?
Anger is the second one, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Scowl of some sort.
Happy? Mm-hmm. Is he happy, surprised, sad?
Mm-hmm. Fearful?
Yes.
Frustrated?
So the fourth one is disgust.
Disgust.
So when you ask somebody, and this is an example from my teacher at Science of People, do you like the new girl at the office? And they're like, yeah.
Not so much.
Yeah, they're showing disgust with, so you crinkle your nose, for those who are hearing us and can't really see what faces we're making. Our upper lips are visible. So, like, our lips goes like this. It's kind of like what you do when something smells bad.
Yeah, interesting.
Right? You're like, ugh, no.
So it sounds like a really powerful service and can make a huge difference in people's lives. As a marketer, I'm always curious about how people get the word out. How do you get the word out? How do people find you, and what do you do to reach out to the marketplace?
So I'm always out there at either a networking event or a speaking event, at Chamber of Commerce luncheons. I'm a member of the National Association of Professional Women. I visit, you know, anywhere from New Hampshire, Rhode Island. So, you know, just being out there and exposed. I'm working on these new blogs for, like, lawyers, like I mentioned, doctors. So very different specific industries. So that's hopefully going to increase the social media part of it.
I would imagine, and again, in the consumer realm, you know, retail, how probably a lot of opportunity to train people to be welcoming. You know, I'm guessing that I'm probably like most consumers, when you walk into a store and somebody approaches you, the answer is no, just looking. Mm-hmm. And so if they're probably more open and more engaging, you might engage with a retail associate.
Yeah, specifically, I am trying to learn more about what car salesman strategies use, so that I can complement it for them, and realtors as well.
Fascinating.
And we're missing one micro expression.
Oh, which one do we miss?
The first one. It's contempt.
Contentment.
Yeah.
Oh, contempt.
Contempt.
Yeah. Mm. Contempt. Contempt. Not content. Contempt.
Contempt.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. Hmm. Yeah. People.
I thought contentment would be one too. No? Satisfied?
So people confuse contempt with content, with being like a half smile, but this smirk is actually very negative. Hmm. There's a study by John Gottman that predicts divorce with a 92.6% rate.
Wow.
Just he followed couples for a 30-year period, and the only predictor of divorce was if people displayed to the other person contempt. So it just makes you feel superior, like I'm better than you, I'm right. In negotiations, it means they're getting away with it. They might have more money under the table that they're saying, that they're not mentioning. And facial recognition cameras from the government detects this as a red flag for terrorists, because that's what they display when they're getting away with it and they're doing something wrong, more than anger or sadness or any other expression.
Really interesting stuff. You'll have to come back and do some demonstrations with us in the future. But really, across all spectrums of life, it sounds like it has applicability. And I see here on your card, you talk about romance, and you just gave us an example that I think is a great example. Maybe you can help decrease the divorce rate in this country by, you know, seeing whether people are compatible or not based on their nonverbal.
If you can accurately, you know, interpret your spouse's body language and emotions, it's just going to make you a better communicator, and it's going to increase the well-being of your relationship.
So the shrug with the sigh, the out loud sigh, is not a good one. I get that. It's kind of the exasperation one a lot.
Now that
I've been married a long time.
It's frustration. Well, now that you mentioned the shrug, I also do deception detection training. So the one-sided shoulder shrug usually means deception. That's one of the highest red flags. We want to see more than one red flag. But the shoulder shrug just means your brain is overworking, and it's like a leak.
That's another great one for David and I with teenage sons.
That's right.
The deception one.
Look for the clues.
Julia Gill of Nonverbally Speaking, it's been a pleasure having you on Radio Entrepreneurs, and really fascinating stuff. You gave us a lot of cues, and I don't know if there's going to be a scorecard after this segment is over, but you'll let David and I know how we did. And we really appreciate having you on Radio Entrepreneurs. Can you tell our listeners, if they want to get in touch with you, what's the best way to reach you?
Yeah, so my email is Juliet, Juliet, at nonverballyspeaking.com, or you can just message me through my Nonverbally Speaking page on Facebook.
Excellent. Well, fascinating stuff, and appreciate you coming in and being on Radio Entrepreneurs today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It was really fun.
And we'll be right back with another segment on Radio Entrepreneurs.